Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are you in 2 Corinthians 5:17? And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. When you got born again, God lifted you up. He changed you, transformed you. He made you a brand new creature, and he made you accepted in his presence, made you able to be in his presence, and you became born again. When the Bible says you're born again, it says there you're a new creation. If you go and look what that actually means, it actually speaks of you being a brand new species. Hallelujah. Something never been seen before. Something that is brand new in this world. So Jesus says in Matthew 11 verse 11, assuredly I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Jesus is speaking here about the born again believer. He's speaking about you and he's speaking about me. And he's saying the born again believer, as great as John the Baptist is, and think of how great John the Baptist is. Jesus says, of all those born of woman, there's not one greater than John the Baptist. All the prophets of old, you think of Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah, and you think of Amos and these great prophets of God. Amongst all those, there's not one greater than John the Baptist. He's the greatest. But yet, he who is born of God is greater than John the Baptist. That sounds for me like a church needs a fresh revelation of who they are in Christ Jesus. We need to understand who we are. Amen. We need to learn who we are from our Creator. He needs to tell us who we are. When Adam sinned and God came down and God says, Adam, where are you? Adam said, I hid myself because I said, I'm naked. And God said to him, who told you you are naked? Who told you who you are? Who have you been listening to? Who are you learning who you are from? Let me tell you who you must learn who you are from. You need to learn from God who you are. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When we get born again, we come to our Heavenly Father. We must let Him tell us who we are. We must look into His eyes and learn and realize that I'm a new creation. I'm born in the image of my Father. Hallelujah. And you know what the world says? Oh, everybody is born in the image of God. That's not the truth. The world is not in the image of God. Unsaved people are not in the image of God. Jesus said to the unsaved, you're of your father, the devil. And you do his works. And you love his ways. Amen. But he said of us who are born again, we are in the image of God. Amen. We are the true children of God. Hallelujah. And so the Father himself loves us. The Father loves you. You're a creation of God. You're created for his pleasure. The Bible says that this world has their understanding darkened. And many people's understanding is still darkened. When you talk about understanding being darkened, you're actually talking about when a person's understanding is darkened, he's either ill-informed, or he's misinformed, or he's deceived. His understanding is darkened. But thank God today, by his word, we are not deceived. We are not misinformed. We're not ill-informed. Revelation comes to us. And when the revelation of God comes to you, you're enlightened so that you might know the things that were freely given to you. Somebody say, amen. God wants the eyes of understanding to be enlightened. And I want you to be praying around that scripture for the next few weeks while we consider this inheritance and who we are in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1:17, where Paul says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know the things that were freely given to you. Amen. And what is the hope of his calling? And what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? When you know who you are, you will know what you have. Amen. Can I say that again? When you know who you are, you will know what you have. When you know who you are, you will know how to act. Amen. like that ugly duckling that was born amongst the swan, and he grew up and he didn't know who he was. So a swan born amongst the ducks. And so they thought he's an ugly duck because he didn't look like the ducks. And he didn't realize who he was till one day he saw his reflection. One day he saw who he was and he realized he's a swan. He realized that he is different. Everybody say, I'm different. Hallelujah. And I want to just lay your hand on your mind and say, God, illuminate my mind. Come, Holy Ghost. Bring revelation to me. Let me understand. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you because you said, when you, the Spirit of truth, has come, you will lead us into all truth. And we thank you now for revelation that fills this place in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of confusion. I cancel every lying spirit's work in the name of Jesus. You foul devils of confusion, I break your power over the saints of God. And Lord, we thank you. We have the mind of Christ, redeemed by the blood, washed in the blood. And each and every one, Father, receives from you. Thank you, Lord, that you remove every impure thought, everything that is not of you. And today, you bring revelation to our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, you and I were saved. We've been delivered. We are brand new creatures in Christ. Now, there's much misunderstanding about our being and who we are in Christ Jesus. And today, I just want to speak about that. You know, to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. The unsaved cannot enter the kingdom. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. I'm born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And therefore, I can enter the kingdom of heaven. So, I want to speak to you today about a concept of good dog, bad dog. And really, it's a lie. The concept that you have an old man. You're an old man. You got an old man living in you. So I'm speaking out of 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He's a new creation. He's a new species. He's something never seen before. He's of a different order. Amen. And much of this confusion about the old man thing comes about because of Paul's statement in Romans chapter 6, verse 6. And it's because of misunderstanding, not because Paul said it. They misunderstand what Paul says. When Paul speaks in the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and he said, knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. And we notice that people speak about the old man and the new man, or the good dog and the bad dog. Like that old Chinese proverb where they say, you got two dogs living in you. You got a good dog and a bad dog. You feed the good dog, you'll be good for the day. If you feed the bad dog will overcome the good dog. So feed your good emotions, feed your good thoughts, you know. And there's this whole concept. And many actually think that the old man is still alive and at work in you. But I want you to know today that's a fallacy. It's a lie from the pit of hell to be rejected with contempt. Somebody say amen. That old man is not alive anymore. That old person is dead. He's passed away. He's crucified. He's gone. He's got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been taught about an old man, that fictitious old person that's still living inside of you. No, he's not there. It's only you in there. No one else is living in there. We spoke about last week, God gave you your body. It's your first inheritance. Only you are in there. Somebody say amen. You know, they think there's someone else in us. But he's not there at all. When the Bible speaks about the old man, he's not speaking about the old man that's in us. He's speaking about the old man who we used to be in. We used to be in the old man. Now we're in the new man. Hallelujah. The old man is not in me. So when the Bible speaks about the old man, people understand it generally as individually. you know, there's an old man that's in me. No, when the Bible's speaking about an old man, it's speaking about the corporate old man. The whole world and world system. The old Adamic race. Those who are not born again. That is the old man. Hallelujah. So we understand it individually, but when the Bible speaks about Christ and the body of Christ, then we understand it corporately. Because we understand that we are members of the, we are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen. In the same way, there is the members of Adam. There is the body of Adam, the corporate Adam, the dead, and those who are members in particular of that. So when the Bible speaks about the old man, the new man, he's speaking about the corporate old man and the corporate new man. He's not saying that there's an old man in you. There's only one person allowed in here, and that's me. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the corporate Adam. That is the body of Adam. Adam has a body, and Christ has a body. Are you with me? I was in the body of Adam. I was in this body. I was a member of this body. I lived in this Adam. But I got born again. I died. I rose to life in the new Adam. And now I'm in the corporate body of Christ. Somebody say amen. I'm no longer in sin and death. I've been translated into the kingdom of light. I'm a brand new species. We are considering that scripture. If anyone is in Christ, he is a brand new species. Hallelujah. I'm not a revamped person. I'm not the old man cleaned up and sprayed with eau de cologne. I'm not walking around and inside underneath is the stinking old man with stinking thinking. Amen. But I'm dressed up to look fine. Amen. I'm not a sinner in disguise. I'm not a sinner with robes of righteousness on. If you open it, oh, stink, sis. When I go to minister to people, I don't say, old man, sit. Stay, I'm busy. Amen. There is no old man. There's no old man in me. That old man is dead. He's gone. He's buried. He's finished. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm created in the image of God. I'm not a circus performer. You know, I'm actually this. I'm not a wild dog dressed up as a circus dog. So on Sunday, I do everything circus dogs do. Woo, hallelujah. And praise the Lord. And got all this act going, but leave me alone and I'm a wild dog. Amen. I'm not a bad dog. I'm a good dog. I'm born again. I'm a brand new species. Amen. The Bible says in verse 9 of Romans 8, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. And if any man has not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But thank God we have the spirit of Christ. So we are of him. Amen. You know, somebody said, oh, pastor, I thought that we've got an old man. That I have an old man and I have a new man. Think of it. Now there's three of you living in there. There's the old man, there's the new man, and there's you. And you referee between the old man and the new man. And just now and then, to prove yourself theologically correct, you let the old man have his way. And then you rein him in with the new man. Amen. It's getting crowded in there now. Now there's three in there now already. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say, you know, my old man is corrupt. That dirty, rotten old somebody that's still living in there. But praise God, I've also got a new man here. Yeah. And he keeps the old man in check. I'm just the referee between the two. Amen. You out. And you know, it's the old man that did that. And if I do something good, well, it's a good man. I receive no glory. Amen. But that's not the truth. The truth is God saved you. The truth is God delivered you and He made you a whole new person. He completely changed your nature. Once you were living in the old man. In the old man, you were living like the old man. Amen. You were Adam. So you were living in corruption. Drinking, swearing, cavorting, living like the old man. Living out the world system, breathing its atmosphere, living in its ways, perpetuating its values. But thank God I was in Adam, but thank God I got born again and now I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm living in the new values. Hallelujah. I've been made brand new. I am a new man in Christ Jesus. I'm in the kingdom. As a new man, I enjoy righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I love the word. I appreciate holiness and purity. I value truth. Amen. I value the things of God. I value everything that is wonderful and holy and true because I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. I'm a brand new species. I'm made of a new order. Hallelujah. I'm an order never seen before. Amen. This new species that I am is so different to everything else that is there. It's a brand new order that God has created that can carry the word. That can carry the anointing. That can be filled with the Spirit of God. Where the presence of God can come and not kill me. Amen. I'm capable because now I'm born of this order of perceiving the things that are in Christ. The old man cannot know this. The Bible says they are dead to the things of God. They can't see it. And I thought about how to best explain it for you. And this is the way that I thought to explain it to you. How we are capable of perceiving and partaking of this new order. This new dimension. Because we're a new species. If you look at a mole is its own species. Amen. And a mole lives under the ground. That's his world. He's created for that. He knows only underground. He knows every type of soil. He knows what soil to dig through, what soil not to dig through. He knows how to smell out the roots. And that mole's world consists of eating roots that grows under the ground. He is oblivious of apples hanging on top of the tree. His world, his species is created for that. That is his domain where he lives. Above him, there's a buck. The buck is in a different species completely. He's created to enjoy the world, the land. He runs on top of the land. Amen. He knows what fields he can run full steam through, what he can't. He knows where to find grass and where to find water. He's alive to this kind of world that he's living in. He knows where to find and what grasses to eat and what not to eat. That's his domain. That's where he's aware. Amen. Now, that buck is there. He's totally oblivious to deep sea life. He knows nothing of it because he's not of that species. He doesn't know deep sea life. He doesn't know what's under that because fish are different species to him. Amen. He can't know what's going under there. He can't appreciate it. He can't partake of it. He can be dying of hunger. And the sea is teeming with crayfish and prawns. He can't perceive them. It's not his domain. He can't partake of it. But right under the water, there's a different species. There's a species of fish. This is their domain. This is what they are made for. They can breathe water. Amen. They can eat. If a prawn comes by, he'll not go hungry. Amen. Because he is of that species. So the bounty available to him is there. And he has got a capacity of living in that in that realm. That's how a born-again believer is. A Christian is a brand new species because he is in Christ. He's living in a domain of where his inheritance is in Christ. And everything that God has given him, he's aware of. He can partake of. He can live in that place. He's a partaker of heavenly things. He appreciates holiness. He perceives truth. Hallelujah. Heavenly revelations are his. He's a partaker of the abundant life in Christ. He knows the gifts of the Spirit, the powers of the age to come, the anointing, the word of God. He can partake of it. That's his realm. That's where you and I live. We're a new species. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. We can partake of its glory. So you're a brand new species. And as a human being, you're a complete new species from Adam. You're not an Adamite. Amen. An Adamite is an old order. The old order cannot partake. He cannot know the things of God because he's an Adamite. Are you with me? He's a partaker of flesh. He cannot breathe the atmosphere of heaven. He doesn't know it. He cannot perceive the things of God. A Christian is alive to Christ and the things that are in Christ. He can receive the touch of God because he's born again. Somebody say amen. I'm a brand new species. I'm a brand new breed. Hallelujah. So I'm not just an Adamite. I'm not of the old order. Amen. I'm a Christian. Hallelujah. I'm made in the image of God. So I'm of a different order. I'm a brand new breed. I'm not even an angel. I read on Facebook where they say, oh, my dad passed away the other day. My dad passed away. Thank God today he's an angel looking down on me. Not true. Christians don't become angels when you die. You're not of that order. Amen. When you talk about angels, the Bible says angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. And for eternity, they'll be ministering spirits. Hallelujah. You're not an angel. So even in the angelic order, there's different orders. Amen. There's different beings with different authorities and different realms that they possess and that they have dominion in. There's angels. Then there's seraphim. Then there's cherubim. Then there's the Bible says the beasts of heaven. Hallelujah. And then the Bible speaks of archangels, warring angels. There's all different spheres. And then we spoke a little bit earlier on about the beasts with four faces. Hallelujah. Each with their own realm, with their own sphere of authority and anointing and things that they can partake in and have influence in. You are none of them. You are of the order of Christ. Hallelujah. You're there by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And you're in the Son. You're in Christ. You're of the order that can partake of all the victories of Christ. Amen. And know the inheritance. Know the things that were freely given to you in Christ Jesus. You're a partaker of that. That's your realm. That's where you live. That's where you breathe. That's where you wage war. That's where you draw resource from. That's where you walk in authority from. The weapons of your warfare is nothing like the old order. Hallelujah. You're a brand new species. Somebody say, I'm a brand new species. Hallelujah. A brand new species. I'm not an Adamite that finds life in the world. I'm not a partaker of Adam, the corporate Adam. I'm a partaker of Christ. And so I live in this body. And you see, this also another thing. People think your body's got its own, you know, its own will. You know, it's the flesh doing that. Your flesh can do nothing. When you sleep, your flesh doesn't stand up and go and have a party. Your flesh is your flesh. I spoke to you last week. This is your first order of possession. Amen. It's the first inheritance you have. It's your body. Hallelujah. You know, you don't slap somebody and say, oh, that was the old Adam that did that. The old man. Cease. No, your body is your body. Everybody say, I have dominion over this body. I'm a brand new creation. It's only me living here. And if there's anybody else living here, out in the name of Jesus. I'm not a schizophrenic. And I don't have freeloaders on my train. Hello. Amen. I'm an authority in this body. This is my body. I'm in Christ. I'm of a different order. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I perceive the things of God. I'm of a different kind. I'm of the Christ kind. Someone say, what kind of you? I'm the Christ kind. Encounters of the Christ kind. Hallelujah. Remember that movie, Encounters of the Third Kind. This is Encounters of the Christ kind. Hallelujah. What kind? Christ kind. That just came to me. Hallelujah. I'm of a different dimension. And you and I need to realize, no matter where you walk in the world and who you deal with, you're a different kind. You're a different species. You can call on a different realm. There's something different about you. You are anointed to carry the glory, to carry the presence. You're anointed to breathe the atmosphere of heaven and experience the blessings. The promises are yours. They're yours. That is what you live in. You are this kind. Amen. Like the lunch bar ad. What kind of a Mac are you? I'm a McGregor. What kind of a Mac are you? I'm a Macatini. Ah, from Edinburgh, I suppose. No, from Maritzburg. Amen. Hallelujah. What kind are you? I'm the Christ kind. Hallelujah. What star are you born under? Bethlehem star. Amen. Hallelujah. Where's your forefathers? Well, my forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. I've got a lineage of faith. I come from men of faith. I come from a household of the supernatural. Glory to God. What kind of a future is awaiting for you? Well, my future, glory. Let me start telling about my future. You may start telling about my inheritance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's available? Well, let me tell you what's available for me. All things in Christ. Hallelujah. Every heavenly blessing. I have the inheritance. I've got the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, I'm the Christ kind. And wherever you walk, people are having encounters of the Christ kind. Amen. And you and I need to realize there isn't an old man living there. The old man is gone. The old man is a world system. This body is my body. He said, then what about that? Because the body has got needs. It's called the lust of the flesh. It's actually needs of the flesh. It's like, do you know, hunger is called a lust. Amen. But hunger is not a sin. Hello? That's your body that's hungry. You decide, because I'm in Christ, I will meet the need of this body in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I won't go to the old man and meet the need in theft, and lies, and deceptions, because I'm not of the old man. Amen. So when I go to the old man's system and I do that, what's actually happening in the spirit is I'm like a fish out of water. And I'm trying to eat, I'm trying to get filled, but all I can eat is dust. All I can get into my mouth is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. And my spirit man is dying. And I'm miserable no matter how much I do. Do you know the most miserable people on earth is not sinners? I often tell people, before I got born again, I was happy. I enjoyed being a sinner. We partied. Amen. Because I was in Adam. I was enjoying Adam's provision. And I was of Adam. Therefore, Adam satisfied me. Amen. Are you with me? But thank God, now that I'm born again, those things don't satisfy me anymore. Because I'm not of Adam. I'm of Christ. I'm of the body of Christ. I'm a member in particular. When I'm in church, when I'm with believers, I'm satisfied. I'm blessed. I'm whole. I'm strengthened. Man, I had a time with my elders this weekend. What an awesome time. That's why Christians, because you're a brand new species and you're in Christ, when you're in church, you're where you belong. When you're amongst believers, you're in the fellowship of the saints. That's the air you breathe. That's the joy you have. That's the life you live. That's what Christians say, and they often say that. It says, I enjoy being with Christians more than my own family. How many can bear witness to that? They say, I actually spend more time with believers than I spend with my own flesh and blood. Why? Because you're of a new order. You're a new species. You're in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are created in the image of God. Everybody lift your hands and say, it's only me living in here. I am a new man in Christ Jesus. I have nothing to do with Adamites. They're a different race to me. I'm a new species. I'm a new creation in Christ. I have access to the things of my domain, of all that is in Christ Jesus. That is my inheritance. That is my blessing. Hallelujah. I'm the Christ kind. So remember this week when they ask you, what kind? Hey, what kind? Christ kind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at your nose and say, what kind? The Bible says, beloved, now you are sons of God. Hallelujah. And if sons, then heirs. And if heirs, then joint heirs. Partakers of the heavenly blessings. My eyes are open. My heart's receptive. I have been created for the glory. The hand of God is on me for good. This new creature that I am responds to the Spirit of God. Loves the Spirit of God. Isn't it wonderful when you worship and it's like fresh oil, like living waters restoring your soul? Adamites don't know why. They can't understand why you'd rather go to sleep early on a Saturday. Because what they drink on a Saturday night makes them happy. Adamites. I don't enjoy being with Adamites. Amen. That's what I started saying that earlier. The most miserable people on earth is not sinners. The most miserable people on earth are backslidden Christians. Because they're like a fish out of water. Hallelujah. The happiest place I can be is in the fellowship of the saints. Where God has created me to be. Somebody say amen. So if Adam and all that are in Adam is the old man, then who is Christ and all that is in Christ? The new man. I am of the new man. I'm the Christ kind. His anointing rests on me. And today, I believe God wanted me to give you this revelation, this truth, and set it in your heart. So do you realize there isn't an old man living with you? The old man has got no possession with you. You are a new man. This is your body. This is your inheritance. And in the name of Jesus, every devil off your territory. Hallelujah. I don't care what forces of darkness, what you are off my territory. You're not welcome. You can't stay here by me. This is my body. Amen. This is my domain. I am a new creation in Christ. I'm open to the things of the Spirit. And from today, I see God move heaven's glory over your life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. The air you breathe, the glory you breathe, the atmosphere you live in, The glory of heaven is your portion. Hallelujah. Shabra Sekena Maya. Today, come on, just lift your hands and just release that. Just welcome the Holy Ghost. Lord, be Lord of my life. That's why, because that's where you are, you can say, Lord, this is what you've given me. Come and be Lord in this area. I'm possessing it for you. I'm holding it for you, Jesus, to come and be Lord of this area, to take charge of this area. And I bless you. And whatever that spirit is, whatever that thing is that's offending you, whatever that thing is that's plaguing you, in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, out of this body, out of this life, out of my soul. You have no place with me. Spirits of wickedness, I break your power in the name of Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Today, I decree a word of deliverance over this house. Now thank you for making your people clean. Making your people clean. Filling them with your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of God, come and manifest your glory in the sons of glory. I bless you. I thank you for making each and every one whole. Now right now, I bless each and every one. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I believe the Lord is doing something fresh, something new for you. Hallelujah. And some of you are possessing those old places, taking that new ground that God has given you and standing in it and saying, as for me, I will serve the Lord. This is my body. This is my house. This is my inheritance in the name of Jesus. And from today, I see you driving evil spirits. I see you driving works of darkness out from before you because they don't belong to you and they have no part in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Shabra Sekena, just pray in the Holy Ghost. I see the spirit of deliverance moving over this house and setting captives free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Be delivered from those spirits. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood to you and I cancel those assignments against your life. I cut those chains off from you. You have no part in these people anymore. These are brand new creations in Christ. And Father, I thank you for your kingdom being established. The kingdom, the kingdom. Let thy kingdom come. Lift your hand and say, let thy kingdom come. Come on, keep your hand up there. Say, yes, Lord. Your kingdom come. Your domain. Your dominion. Your will. Your presence. Throughout my life, I take possession of it. I yield it to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, I release a fresh fire of the Holy Ghost. A fresh fire of the Holy Ghost all over this place. In every life. The fire of the Holy Ghost to cleanse, to burn, to purify. Hallelujah. I bless every life. I thank you now for filling every heart with revelation truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Old things, Lord, even the things that you have planned, restore to every life. The ministries, the giftings, the anointings, the purposes of God be made manifest in your life. It's almost like in the spirit, I see the enemy has come and tried to amputate ministries, amputate giftings, cut them off from your spirit. Shabra Sekenama, this is very unusual, but I pray against that. I come against that spirit of amputation. He can't actually amputate. He can just bring a severing by bringing a separation, by bringing a stop. But right now in Jesus' name, I break that. I take authority of you, foul devils, out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus, you foul spirits. I break your power over these lives. Lord, I break that spirit of separation from them. And I release that, oh, I see the release, the refreshing of the Holy Ghost, the restoration of ministries coming to your heart right now in the name of Jesus. And the revelation of that, refill your life, rekindle your life. I see God rekindling in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What He created you for in His eternal purposes cannot be stopped. Shabranik is that I just want to stay on that because I believe the Holy Ghost is doing things and it's important that we speak them, bring them to light. The giftings, the callings of God without repentance cannot be stopped. cannot be denied, cannot be turned around, cannot be cancelled, cannot be cut off or amputated. But I see God bringing a restoration of those ministries back into your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Some of you will perceive it like a dream returning, a desire of God returning. Hallelujah. A passion returning, a passion for things. The enemy tried to cut it off through disappointments, through other people's actions or inactions. But today they are broken in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, now you are sons of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, now you are sons of God. Beloved, now you are sons of God. Hallelujah. Whew, there's an anointing here. There's a freshness of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, I hear some, just before we continue one more time, I hear some preachers saying you are sons and daughters of God. It's not the truth. There's no daughters of God. Throughout the Bible, no daughters of God. They're sons of God. If you're female, you're a son of God. The Bible refers to humanity that's born again as sons of God. Why? Because sons are heirs. Hello? And sons carry seed. Sons can perpetuate and establish and sow and cause gardens to flourish. You're a son in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let that blessing, that anointing flow in this house. I bless each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Spirit of God, I thank you to reveal to every heart, if there are foreign agents, spirits that try to come and possess and take hold of our inheritance, it's cast off right now. We are agents of fire. We're a species of fire. We're a creation that can take the fire. Let your fire burn. Let the anointing of God burn and cleanse. Thank you for a complete restoration. I see God bring fire to you. Fire to you. It's the cleansing power of the Holy Ghost. And even eyes I see being opened right now by the fire of God. Hallelujah. The enemy's tried to blind your eyes and bring impossibilities in front of you. In the name of Jesus, I cleanse you from that. And I thank you for the inheritance. There you are. I release that inheritance. Come on, just raise your hand and say, yes, Holy Ghost, I receive my inheritance as a son. I bless you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. Blessing, blessing, blessing over every life. Father, as they go into their homes, it's a territory you've given. As they go into their families, it's the relationships you've given. And in the name of Jesus, I thank you that they walk in there under the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to say today, Father, that the possession of the saints shall be established. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody raise your hand and say, I am blessed. I'm anointed. I'm a brand new species. Hallelujah. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.